Hi again, it's Jim Williams in the studio with another edition of the Daily Pod, and last week, during the intermission at our special live presentation of A Christmas Carol, I had the chance to sit down with Batesville Area Arts Council President Paul Satchwill. I asked him to start by telling those who are unfamiliar exactly what the BAAC does.
Yeah, the Batesville Area Arts Council, which is formerly known as the Rural Alliance for the Arts, came about in the late 1980s, and ever since then has focused on bringing art into our six area schools, and in the past 30 years or so has been able to contribute about $1 million to that endeavor, which it has really encouraged me to join the board years ago when I joined 8 years ago. But beyond that, we do a lot of work in the community. We do programs like this radio show. We have our annual art auction. We've worked with various other organizations to bring the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra in. So really our heart and our goal is to bring quality art experiences to Batesville and really just enhance that quality of life.
That sounds like a great enhancement, and it involves things other than just performances like we have tonight or something on stage that people would go to an auditorium to see.
Yeah, we have all kinds of different events. Depending on the time of year, you might catch us providing music at the local farmers market. Coming up, one of my other programs for this year as president is the Art of Podcast series, where we're highlighting local artists and their art, whether it's painting, clay, dance. So like I said, we really focus on bringing art to our community, but also supporting the artists who live here as well.
And we understand you've got several installations around the community. I know there's one honoring women that's a metallic structure I need to get out and see, but you also have murals, gallery displays, all sorts of things.
Yes, we've been honored to work with so many amazing local and international artists. We worked with Kelsey Montague in the last few years, who brought our giant umbrella mural and the mural on the back of Ms. Shannon's building. And we brought her from across the states, and she's done amazing work around the world. So it's been neat to be able to support the artists who live here and also bring in new perspectives.
And there's music also, I understand, in a variety of ways and venues.
Yeah. Like I said, we support a lot of local artists. So if you go to the farmers market on a Wednesday night or a Saturday morning in the summer and fall, anything like that, we do. We support a lot of the programming at the schools as well. So our Young Artist Showcase is something we hold very dear to our mission to support and kind of foster young artists in our own community and give them a space to express themselves and practice their talents.
A real enhancement to the community. And we understand you've gotten another exciting event coming up in just a few months in February on the 9th. You go back to the beginning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, like I mentioned, we came about as an arts council in the 1980s, which I will say is a little bit before my time. But we wanted to honor that time period that was very exciting and brought something new to our community. So we're going back to the beginning, and our annual art auction is our biggest and only real fundraiser as an organization, and all of the proceeds that we raise that evening go back into our arts and education program, and you don't even have to attend to participate. We do have online bidding on some of those amazing experiences and items that you can tap into on our website prior to the event, which is baacindiana.org.
More of my conversation with Batesville Area Arts Council President Paul Satchwill coming right up after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
I spoke with Batesville Area Arts Council President Paul Satchwill during the intermission at last week's joint WRBI and BAAC presentation of A Christmas Carol. That's the conversation we're bringing you on today's edition of the Daily Pod. As somebody new to the area, I asked Paul to tell me about the art walk.
Right. Well, as you mentioned, we have a lot of amazing installations and murals, and we're fortunate that they're not even all ours. There's been a lot of community effort over the past 10, 20 years to bring a lot more art into the community. And so a few years ago, the idea came up to provide a little bit of a structure and bring in some historical elements into how do we get people to see all of the amazing things. And some of the amazing things, like the art alley next to Randy's Roadhouse, can go missed because it's just kind of tucked away, but it's a really cool experience to get out there and see it all. So the art walk is our attempt to get people out and about, walking about their city. And the more foot traffic we can bring into town, we think really helps to stimulate our local economy and get people out and about.
So, Paul, this seems to be the sort of thing that is huge in much larger areas, metro communities like Indianapolis, New York City, L.A., Chicago. And what a great touch it is for a small community like Batesville.
It really is. When I started teaching here 9 years ago now, I immediately joined the Arts Council because I could tell it was something special. And I really feel like I've been empowered to help make a difference in this community in a very small way, but the Arts Council is in a much larger way. And so I think it's amazing that we have a lot of opportunities that other communities and surrounding areas of a similar size just don't get. And that's a credit to the people who serve on boards like the Batesville Area Arts Council. It's really exciting.
And about those opportunities, give folks an idea as to how they can go ahead and get involved as well.
Right. Well, just like any other organization, we're always looking for volunteers, people to help out. And even if you don't consider yourself an artist, it's more about how we can bring exciting and fun opportunities into our community. So if you're willing to help us set up, we just set up at the Christmas tree lighting and did children's crafts and handed out materials, or we've got some exciting events coming up, like you mentioned, the auction, that we're always looking for people to get on board. And we also do have members. There are different tiers of membership that can bring certain benefits to you throughout the year, and also, like I said, just help support our core mission of bringing art to our community and to our schools.
What a great mission it is, and you certainly have great execution of that mission going on. Paul, we really want to thank you for coming in, and we do want to urge everyone to check out the site, baacindiana.org, and learn a lot more about the Batesville Area Arts Council.
Thank you so much for having us, and again, for helping us put on this show, and for everyone listening, a big thank you from the BAC for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Batesville Area Arts Council President Paul Satchwell speaking with me, Jim Williams, during the intermission at last week's BAAC WRBI presentation of the live radio play, A Christmas Carol. And if you'd like to hear the rest of the show, you can catch the replay on demand anytime at WRBIRadio.com.